Hey, it's Jackson and Ayla, and we are here with Kelly Artemonov. I just wanted to say the last name because I wanted to try, but it's Kelly from Art Week. What's up, Kelly?
Yeah. Hi, good morning, guys. Great to be here.
Nice to have you. So how many years has Art Week going on? When is this year's Art Week?
So this year's Art Week is, of course, the 10 days for the annual festival. It is Friday, April 26th to Sunday, May 5th. So it's actually 10 days, even though it's called Art Week, but we like to get two weekends in there.
Yeah. Longer, the better.
Right. Nice.
And how long has it been going on? Have you seen it grow over the period of time you've been involved?
It has. It started back in 2013 as just a small Boston event with just a handful of events in the Boston and Cambridge area. And last year we went statewide with over 525 events in 120 towns and neighborhoods across the state. So this year we're predicting it to be even bigger than better before.
525 events. Yeah.
When you say Art Week, do you mean all types of art, from music to painting to ceramics? Like, what do you mean by Art Week?
That exactly, and everything else. We've had crazy events. We've had things that you wouldn't even think of as art. Like, we've had Art of the Latte, where someone's showing you how to make the special foam designs. Oh. This year, we're having a jug band festival. I didn't know I needed a jug band in my life, but I do now.
Jug bands are awesome, man.
Yeah, right?
Best party music ever.
Yeah. Yeah, so anything and everything that someone can think of. Art Week is really about the experience and that unique hands-on experience. So anything that can show behind the scenes or VIP access, that's really what Art Week is all about.
How can people get involved, and is it open to everybody?
Yeah, I mean, anyone can attend Art Week, but also our applications are open for events. So our event applications are open until February 22nd. Anyone who's interested, they're open. Just go to our website, artweekma.org. Or I'm also hosting a webinar today at 12:30 if people want to learn more.
Could I enter something and have it be like one of those, like, what's that really weird kind of art called where, like, you're, like, standing naked and doing, like, having people throw bananas at you or something like that?
If you want to make that a thing, I'm sure you can.
Hey, all right.
Not the naked part. The naked part definitely wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, we'd love to have you guys on board. I mean, Art Week events don't have to be big, spectacular things. They can be small, intimate with just five people. So if you guys want to come people down, show them the art of radio broadcasting, we'd love to have you.
God, I'll see the art.
We need somebody to show us about that, actually, first. We're not ready there. We're not there yet. Okay, no, this is cool. So what people can find out, what's the one website where people can go and get most of the information?
That is our website, artweekma.org.
Perfect. Kelly from Art Week, thank you for coming by and filling us in.
Great, thank you guys so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.